From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo planted mangrove trees together with locals and a number of foreign ambassadors at the North Kalimantan province, specifically at the Bebatu village in Tanah Tidung Regency. During the event, the president explained the province has 180 hectares of mangrove forest set to be rehabilitated by the government. The president said in a statement issued by the Presidential Secretariat Press Bureau and information on Tuesday, within the next 3 years, the government will rehabilitate 600,000 hectares from 3.5 million hectares of mangrove forest, which is the largest in the world. Bali provincial government has said it has created a guidebook for tourists on vacationing in the province amid the COVID-19 pandemic as part of preparations to welcome foreign tourists. Head of Bali Provincial Tourism Office, Putu Astawa, said in Denpasar, Bali on Tuesday, "Furthermore, foreign tourists must conduct a 5-day self-quarantine at one of the 35 hotels designated by the government once they arrive in Bali. The guidebook will be handed to the tourists during the self-isolation period. According to Astawa, it comprises rules on traveling in Bali, for instance, the arrival protocols at the I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport and the health protocols, which must be implemented when traveling. In addition, tourists are required to have health insurance, visas, and complete COVID-19 vaccination certificates." The Indonesian Technical Advisory Group on Immunization, or ITAGI, is considering administering an mRNA booster vaccine to Indonesian Hajj and Umrah travelers to Saudi Arabia. ITAGI Chairwoman Sri Rezeki Hadinegoro said at a media training session on drugs and vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic held by the National Agency of Drug and Food Control, or BPOM, on Tuesday, "Like Indonesia, Saudi Arabia uses a vaccine vector that is an inactivated virus. However, the type of vaccine is Sinopharm, which is mRNA formulated. Meanwhile, most Indonesian Umrah pilgrims have taken the Sinovac vaccine, which is made with the same formula." She further said, "The ITAGI is still convincing the government of Saudi Arabia about providing the right vaccine for Indonesian Umrah travelers, while urging the Indonesian government to conduct research on the efficacy of the Sinovac vaccine as evidence to be submitted to Saudi Arabian authorities." Now we move to the international news. Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has accused the European Union of blackmail in a heated debate with European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen over the rule of law. The clash in the European Parliament follows a top Polish court ruling that rejected key parts of European Union law. Mrs. von der Leyen said she would act to prevent Poland undermining European Union values. The latest row has come to a head over an unprecedented and controversial ruling by Poland's Constitutional Tribunal that it in effect rejects the core principle that European Union law has primacy over national legislation. The case brought by the Polish Prime Minister was the first time that an European Union member state's leader had questioned European Union treaties in a national constitutional court. A U.S. Navy report has concluded that major failures within the military command chain allowed a fire to destroy a U.S. warship, according to U.S. media. The USS Bonhomme Richard burned for 4 days in San Diego, California in July 2020. The fire injured 40 sailors and 23 civilians. The new report identifies 36 sailors, including 5 admirals, as having contributed to the loss of the ship. It also identifies multiple cascading failures in the fire response. The top nuclear envoys for South Korea, the United States, and Japan jointly expressed concerns over North Korea's recent ballistic missile launch and called on Pyongyang to return to dialogue. Special Representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs, No Kyu-duk, on Tuesday briefed reporters on the outcome of a meeting with his U.S. and Japanese counterparts, Sung Kim and Takehiro Funakoshi, in Washington earlier in the day. No said they all agreed it is very important to stably manage the situation and decided to closely monitor related circumstances and maintain close coordination for swift resumption of the peace process. We end the news with the United Nations on Tuesday that expressed concerns over North Korea's repeated missile launches, including one earlier in the day, and called for a diplomatic solution. Farhan Haq, deputy spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, made the comments during a briefing when asked if Guterres had any comments on what was presumed to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile test. Haq repeated the UN chief's call for the regime to completely abide by international obligations in accordance with UN Security Council resolutions. Under these sanctions, the North is banned from firing any ballistic missiles. Well, listener, that was the news.
Thank you. revive the nuclear agreement between Iran and the European Union still need time due to failure of the new round of talks between the two parties in Vienna on Monday, October 18, 2021. Both Iran and European Union still have to take diplomatic approaches to reach an understanding before meeting again in Brussels. In the talks in Vienna, Iran was represented by the envoy of President Ibrahim Raisi, who the West highlighted as a hard-line figure. The European Union and Iran nuclear deal began to run into problems when the United States withdrew from the agreement during the Trump administration. The approach was taken again when the Joe Biden administration said it would return to the nuclear deal known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. The deal, which involved the United States, was signed in 2015 with talks led by European Union High Representative Federica Mogherini. In its implementation, which began in 2016, the European Union played an important role as a coordinator to carry out transactions. On the basis of the JCPOA, the European Union also lifted economic and financial sanctions on Iran related to its nuclear program. Apparently, the nuclear deal has paved the way for the renewal and expansions of relations between the European Union and Iran. The European Union is also investing in Iran's nuclear project safety program. Economically, the JCPOA has had a good impact on the value of exports and imports between the European Union and Iran. In the first year the JCPOA was implemented, it was recorded that European Union imports from Iran were 5.5 billion euros. In contrast, European Union exports to Iran reached more than 8 billion euros. European Union investment in Iran covers several sectors, including energy, automotive and transportation. Therefore, the cessation of a comprehensive agreement between the European Union and Iran can be said to have an economic impact on both parties. The JCPOA was again hindered when Ibrahim Raisi, who is said to be a hardliner, was elected president of Iran in June 2021. Judging from the merits and benefits of implementing the JCPOA, further discussion is certainly needed. The failure of the talks in Vienna does not mean that the efforts of both the European Union and Iran have stopped. That in Vienna, Iran has not been able to reach an agreement, it is very possible because President Ibrahim El-Raisi and his government still need to consider several crucial things. Regarding the outcome of the upcoming talks in Brussels, of course, it is up to both parties whether there will be progress or will it stop.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on October 20, 1991 about an earthquake in Uttarakhand. On October 20, 1991, an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.8 occurred in the region of Uttarakhand and Garhwal in the state of Uttarakhand in India. The earthquake left more than 1,000 people dead and more than 1,300 people injured. More than 42,000 buildings were damaged and destroyed. Moving on to an event on World Osteoporosis Day. World Osteoporosis Day was first commemorated on October 20, 1996 by the United Kingdom's National Osteoporosis Society and subsequently organized by the International Osteoporosis Foundation. World Osteoporosis Day commemoration aims to raise global public awareness about the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of osteoporosis or bone loss disease. We end Today in History with an event on October 20, 2014 about the inauguration of the 7th President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo. Joko Widodo or Jokowi was inaugurated as the 7th President of Indonesia on October 20, 2014. Previously, Joko Widodo served as Governor of DKI Jakarta and Mayor of Solo, Central Java. He was elected with Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla in the 2014 presidential election. He was the President of the Republic of Indonesia from 2014 to 2019. Joko Widodo was re-elected as President of the Republic of Indonesia for the period of 2019-2024. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Agriculture Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo encouraged the Agriculture Quarantine Agency to tighten the filtering for every food product that comes from the airports and seaports across Indonesia. The minister affirmed the duty of agricultural quarantine is crucial in providing service, protecting health and safety of circulated agricultural products from pest, animal, and plant disease, as well as in moving the economy amid the pandemic. This was stated by the minister during the Agricultural Quarantine Day 2021 in Kupang on Monday. On the occasion, Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo specifically instructed the Agriculture Quarantine Agency to monitor the export increase program, namely Gratix, in 2020 until 2024. One of the Gratix achievements was the free export activity, which was released directly by President Joko Widodo simultaneously at 17 export gateways with 7.2 trillion rupees value back in August. Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo targets 514 agencies and cities in Indonesia to export. He is grateful for the synergy of all stakeholders that allows Indonesian coffee, medicinal plants, aromatic, and fruits to be stronger in the global market, following the swiftness and elephant food yam. The Agriculture Minister also appreciated the Agriculture Quarantine Agency in quarantining animals, fish, and plants. He said quarantine is proven capable of preserving the natural resources by monitoring and prosecuting illegal animal, plant, and their product circulation, as well as technical guidance and information access for agricultural businessmen or exporter. Minister Yasin Limpo admitted the Agriculture Quarantine Agency as Indonesia's focal point for sanitary and phytosanitary WTO plays a role in solving health and safety issues of agricultural products with trade partner countries.
I'm
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Tourism village of Serang is a village located in the southern region of Blitar Regency, with a distance of 35 km from the Regency capital. Geographically, this tourism village is located on the Kars Hills and coast area. During his visit some time ago, Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno explains that Blitar City is one of the area that is being tested for reopening the tourism sector in Indonesia by implementing health protocols. We will continue to coordinate across ministries, institutions, local governments and local communities, tourism agents and creative economy centers, as we are in transition because Blitar is a city being tested as a level 1 city that will be in transition to endemic with the reopening of international routes including Bali, Batam and Bintan and other destinations that will follow. We hope that we will do this with full of readiness, discipline and obedience to health protocols. This tourism village has been initiated since 2015 and it is managed by Badan Usaha Milik Desa along with Kelompok Sadar Wisata and other community groups. What is special about this tourism village is that it has a combination of several types of very interesting tourism destinations such as nature tourism, cultural tourism, artificial tourism and educational tourism based on historical tourism. In the residential area of the community, you can find a cave which is a place to pray and rest for the troops of Prince Diponegoro and Supriyadi. Kedung Kromang is a very beautiful cave located in the settlement which can be said to be an epic destination because there were two remains or hermitage carried out by Diponegoro and Supriyadi troops before carrying out two hard battles. So it is a history-based tourism, nature-based tourism, and at the end, there is a culture-based tourism, namely puppet show. In my opinion, this is a combination that we must support in the future so that the creative economy and tourism go hand in hand to drive new opportunities that have not been thought before. In the tourism village of Serang, there are several accommodations and facilities available, including tourism terminals as a parking lot for big buses, homestay and toilets at each destination. Serang Blitar Tourism Village keeps developing village tourism that empowers the community and it is sustainable. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya, coba berpikir dan pahami.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about berwisata, which means traveling. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Petugas Segera Datang, which means the officer will come soon. Let's listen to the conversation.
Maaf, Pak. Mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak.
Baik, Mas. Petugas segera datang.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Mesin, mesin, which means machine. Pendingin, pendingin, which means cooling. Rusak, rusak, which means broken. Mesin pendingin di kamar rusak. Mesin pendingin di kamar rusak, which means the air conditioning in the bedroom is broken. Petugas, petugas, which means officer. Segera datang, which means will come soon. Mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak. Mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak, which means the air conditioning in my bedroom is broken. Petugas segera datang. Petugas segera datang, which means the officer will come soon. In the dialogue, you hear the word petugas. Petugas, which means officer. It means that someone on duty. The word petugas, petugas, is formed by the noun tugas and prefix per. The prefix per means someone who does something, which is in Indonesian marked by prefix ber. Let's listen to the other examples of using the noun with prefix per. Mel, siapa orang itu? Mel, siapa orang itu? Which means, Mel, who is that? Dia pedagang batagor. Dia pedagang batagor, which means he is a batagor seller. Mel, siapa yang larinya cepat itu? Mel, siapa yang larinya cepat itu? Which means, Mel, who is that who runs so fast? Dia itu pelari nasional. Dia itu pelari nasional, which means he is a national runner. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Maaf, Pak. Mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak.
Baik, Mas. Petugas segera datang.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Bye.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we're going to present a song from Palembang, South Sumatra, entitled Yasaman. The song Yasaman is very famous in Palembang society. In various events, such as weddings, Thanksgiving, even at the closing of the 26 SEA Games, the song Yasaman is often presented. The phrase Yasaman in South Sumatra is often used to express amazing things. This song describes a man who is fascinated by a woman. The woman is very beautiful, patient, and kind. The man is so infatuated that he wishes he can marry her. However, the man feels very difficult to find a commensurable wife for him. Well, listener, here is the song Yasaman by Kamsul Harlan.
Adek manis berambut panjang di koncet kepang. Belikan diku banyu batang hari sembilan. Mengalir bengwaro ke sungi musi juga. Elok laku ngai sirupo cindo menawan. Buat kakak siang terkenang malam terjago. Pulau kemarau melah sungi musi kesungsang. Nak ke pusing lagi tersasar ke Kalidoni. Badan sarong pikiran resah hati terguncang. Ngarep ke adik kalau bengkalak jadi gini. Ayayayaya zaman becanya muda tapi sarongnya. Ayayayaya zaman nyari gini yang benar-benar solo. Tanya muda tapi salonia. Ay 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 ay.
janganlah lupa beli telur abang. Cantik upong penyabang dan baik hati. Adik manis berambut panjang dikoncet kepang. Belikan diku banyu batang hari sembilan. Mengalir bermuara tersungi musik juga. Elok laku ngasih rupa cindo menawan. Buat kakak siang terkenang malam terjaga. Pulau kemarau melah sungi musik kesungsang. Nak ke pusri laju tersasar tetangi doni. Badan sarong pikiran resah hati terguncang. Ngarep ke adek kalau baik galak jadi. Ayayayaya sama bercanda muda tapi saronia. Ayayayaya sama nyari gini yang benar-benar tolong. Ayayayaya sama bercanda muda tapi saronia. Ayayayaya sama yang benar-benar tolong. Ayayayaya sama bercanda muda tapi saronia. Ayayayaya sama nyari bini yang benar-benar tolong. Ayayayaya sama bercanda muda tapi saronia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.